As Mayor-elect de Blasio unveils the members of New York City's next administration, the head of the current one, Michael Bloomberg, continues his farewell tour. In a speech to a business group, he reflected on the values he says define New York City. WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports he did so with uncharacteristic emotion.
In the ballroom of the Brooklyn Marriott, after schmoozing over coffee and croissants, there was a whole lot of love in the room for Mayor Bloomberg.
Thank you. It's enough, enough.
This was Mayor Bloomberg's eighth and final speech to the Association for a Better New York. It's a vaunted group of civic and business leaders. This breakfast speech also brought out a who's who of current and former Bloomberg appointees, from Transportation Commissioner Jeanette Sadiq Khan to former Deputy Mayor Ed Schuyler. It was the perfect setting to talk about the past 12 years, but Bloomberg opted instead to talk about something happening in the next few weeks.
My daughter Georgina is going to welcome the latest member of the Bloomberg family into the world.
Mayor Bloomberg is getting a grandson. He looks forward to holding him, looking him in the eye, and saying,
"This is your generation's city now. It's the greatest city in the world. Don't screw it up."
It's not just his message to his grandson. It's also a message to the next administration to preserve what he's leaving behind. Record low crime, 3-year longer life expectancy, 800 acres of new parkland. He even talked about poverty rates remaining flat while they rose elsewhere, saying no city had done more to fight inequality, his rebuke to Mayor-elect de Blasio's Tale of Two Cities. But it was more a message of hope that the values that define New York at its best, freedom, diversity, and equality, are sustained long-term, a message that Bloomberg could hardly get out without choking up.
That is my heartfelt hope. That is my wish for the future. And that is what I want more than anything else for my little grandson and all the generations to come. Thank you. God bless our great city.
Not everyone in the room was a Bloomberg loyalist, but even incoming city controller Scott Stringer gave the mayor his due.
Look, I haven't always agreed with him, and I certainly think that there's a real opportunity with our new government to address some of the inequality issues that we face in the city, but it's hard not to respect what this mayor and what this administration accomplished.
By that point, the mayor was gone. He left with his longtime companion, Diana Taylor, and the crowd lingered on, chatting about what comes next. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.